You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Shreveport Times reports a 14-year-old Southwood High School student was arrested Thursday after he made threats to, quote, shoot up the school, end quote. Students reported the comments to the school's resource officer. The student was placed under arrest and booked into the Caddo Juvenile Detention Center. Caddo Sheriff Steve Prater said his office will take all threats seriously. He recently sent a letter to Caddo Parish School Board members to make a case for arming teachers at school. I spoke with Sheriff Prater earlier this week to go over why he sent the letter.
State law allows the individual school boards to make the decision whether they can have that or not. I know Texas does it. Other states, I believe, do it or eyeing it. But all I'm saying is let's look at doing this, and we will make sure that extensive training is developed that will be unique to school systems, and we'll provide that because I believe in it so much.
Which agency would establish the training program requirements? And also, what about the screening program for teachers?
The school board would have to determine the criteria, which we could help them to determine that. But I think, of course, psychological, just like police officers get, that'd be necessary. Backgrounds would be necessary. I think also that it'd be great to have prior military, prior law enforcement, things like that. I'm not saying every teacher should have a concealed weapon. I'm not saying that by any means. I'm saying it should be very select. I'm so tired of talking about gun control, and that's great, and that dialogue needs to happen. So does psychological profiling for troubled students or psychological testing or review. So do increased and better background checks. But all of those things, we're talking about months and months and years, if they ever happen. And there's so many guns out there right now that gun control that we finally get implemented in 2 years doesn't help anything as far as the number of guns now.
So you mentioned that there are other programs where teachers are carrying concealed weapons in schools, like in Texas. Have you taken a look at those programs and looked at some of the specifics?
Yes, sir. I've looked at the one for Texas, and I hadn't really looked at it enough to where I could discuss it well, but they have a certification process and they have the continuous training, and it's unique to the school systems.
Now, a lot of people have said they're uncomfortable with having guns around their kids in school. What's your take on that?
When kids go to the mall after school or go to a restaurant after school or go to the grocery store after school, there's people walking around with concealed weapon permits legally carrying all throughout the place of business. It's not like kids are never around situations like this.
Well, the notion of arming teachers in the classroom has sparked considerable debate. Any final thoughts?
Let's talk about it in a civil manner and get something concrete done to save some of our kids or take a chance on saving them while we work on the bigger issues.
When asked about Sheriff Prater's letter, Caddo Parish School Superintendent Lamar Gorey told the Shreveport Times that, quote, educators should not be expected to provide armed protection of their students, end quote, but added the district is willing to work with local law enforcement. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.